Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. All right, be honest. Have you ever thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to truly be paperless? But the task seems so daunting and overwhelming that you're like, I don't really know where to start. So I know I am good in some areas of my life on paperless, but other areas, particularly those documents that my husband and I might both need to share, I've been very hesitant to go fully digital on that simply because I haven't found a solution that I love and that I feel comfortable with. Well, cannot wait to introduce you all to the amazing Abby Lawson today. I discovered her work inside the Beautiful Home, Beautiful Life Summit and did her entire course and was blown away. So I knew I needed to bring her here on the show because I am loving her true paperless digital transformation that she has brought to me and is bringing to so many others. So without further ado, let's jump right in. And Abby is going to introduce you to how they manage this in their household. And then I've got a ton of links for you in the show notes for the tools and everything that she references here inside this episode.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I have a guest on that I'm very selfishly super, super excited about because she has changed my whole thoughts around going paperless. I've been avoiding it in certain areas. And after I discovered her paperless system, I am obsessed. So I reached out to Abby right away. I was like, okay, I would love to have you on the podcast and to share some of this basics around what your system is, because I know so many other people are going to get excited about it as well. So Abby, why don't you go ahead, introduce yourself, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, so I'm Abby Lawson. I write at justagirlandherblog.com and also have a YouTube channel and Instagram called Abby Organizes. I'm kind of obsessed with all things organizing. The paperless side of things was actually initiated by my husband, Donnie, who's also my business partner. He, years and years ago, before we had a blog, was a landman, which he did a bunch of stuff with legal documents. So he had paper upon paper upon paper.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So he was trying to come up with a way for work to keep his paper organized and learn from another landman about these high-speed scanners that he could use to scan in his information instead. So once he started doing that for work, he thought, well, why don't we just do this, you know, for our personal life as well? At the time, we had two huge filing cabinets that were overstuffed with paper. We were actually avoiding our home office because it had so much paper in it. We couldn't come up with a good system, no matter how we tried with the file folders. So he's like, if this works so well for work, let's try it at home too. So that was more than 10 years ago now that he started doing it with a high-speed scanner. Now, smartphone technology has gotten so good, you don't even need a scanner anymore. You can use the scanning app on your smartphone. And we save all of our important paperwork in an app called Evernote, where we can tag everything and pull it up really easily anytime, anywhere. It has saved us on many occasions when we have forgotten a physical piece of paper that we were supposed to bring with us. We could pull it up right on Evernote and email it to somebody right then and there and things like that. So we do have, you know, those critical pieces like birth certificates and passports and marriage certificates. We do have the physical copies of those in a lockbox. But other than those critical things that usually have like a raised seal or an original signature that we need to keep, all of our other important documents are completely digital, paperless, and organized in Evernote and easy to get to.
So, you know, I've discovered your paperless system in the Beautiful Home, Beautiful Life Summit, where we were both speakers. And that's when I was like, oh my goodness, that was the first one. When I scanned through all the talks, I'm like, I'm watching this one first. Because a couple things that have made me very hesitant and why I have failed to go as paperless as I would like. I kind of have my paper decluttering system and ways of organizing and getting rid of paper for myself. But for those shared things for my family, that's where I always struggled. Like I have all my stuff digitized, great for me, but it's stuff my husband doesn't need to know about or he's not asking for. And so when I was first listening to that and when I've played with Evernote before, I didn't know what I didn't know. And when I had tried going paperless before, it was before a lot of the OCR technology, which we'll explain in a minute. But my assumption was, okay, I've got to, you know, I'm going to spend hours scanning all this in. Like, A, I don't want to buy a scanner, which you already have told us we don't need to anymore. And then B, my husband and mine's brain thinks different on how we categorize and label information. And so I was like, we're never going to agree on a tagging system. And I'm going to spend more time tagging than I would just filing the paper and keeping it. And so when I saw, you know, I've been through your course, which is amazing. I'm going to share links to it. When I understood that it actually had this OCR technology and it's okay if maybe I didn't create the world's perfect tags, that's when I knew like, okay, we need to do this. So can you explain what that is and how couples like my husband and I that categorize and file differently can still succeed with this?
Sure. So OCR stands for optical character recognition. So what that means is when you scan a document with your phone, usually you can do it with the scanning app or Evernote can do it too. It kind of transforms even like a PDF document into searchable text. So if you want to tag something medical and your husband wants to tag something UPMC, which is like the name of a medical provider, then it doesn't matter because you can each pull it up by that tag or you can just search, you know, medical bill, and it will pull up anything with the word in the document that says medical or bill or UPMC or allergist or whatever you're searching for. It will pop up in seconds because it is looking through the actual document and pulling out those words for you. So tags are great. They're a great organizing system within Evernote to be able to, let's say, if you want to keep all of your old electric bills, you can use the tag electric bill and pull them all up at the same time. That's great. But also, doesn't like that system and he forgot to tag one and you search electric, then the OCR will pull up the word electric in the bill still and you can still see it. So there are a lot of search options that make the document super easy to find no matter kind of how your brain works or if it's working a little bit differently.
And that's when I was like, I knew we needed to do this because I am the household, I hate to call myself this, but I'm the household secretary. So like, I know I will be the one doing all of that, the scanning and the tagging. And when I was showing it to him, when I first started, he's like, that tag doesn't make sense. And I was like, stop, that's okay. If you want to create your own, you go. Yeah. But when I showed him, look, you can just search for what you're looking for. And it found it that way. So it's like, oh, okay. And I did, for those of you that have been around for a while with me, when we did the One Notebook Challenge and I introduced you guys to Rocketbook, that's one of the features Rocketbook can do as well is that OCR technology when we go ahead and import our notes. So if you're using a Rocketbook, you could import right into Evernote and have your handheld notes organized right in there with it as well, which is really, really cool. So I know a hesitation that a lot of women have, and I fall guilty to this on occasion too, is that sounds great, but like
I wouldn't even know where to start. You know, I'm a little scared of technology, perhaps. I don't know what I don't know. There's so much of it. And I know you cover some of this in your course, but for women that right now that are listening, that are thinking, oh, I could never do that, what are some easy step one, two, three to think about to help get them over that hump of maybe that fear of technology or starting something new?
So I would say one thing that holds people back is that they are overwhelmed because they think, okay, I want to go paperless, but I have like these huge filing cabinets that have tons of paper. So their immediate thought is like, I need to scan in 15 million pieces of paper, and that is just too much. So we actually don't recommend starting with your filing cabinet at all. We recommend just starting, kind of picking a day and moving forward. So a good place to start is just to download the Evernote app. There is a free version, so you can use the free version until you start, you know, hitting those roadblocks and need more of the features, and just get to know it. Figure out, you know, what it can do. Use it. I use it for things like my grocery list, or, you know, if I need to keep a note on blog post ideas that I have coming up. You can start using it for things like that, things that you are already like making lists of, and get used to going into the app, using its features and seeing what it does. Practice with a scanning app. I like Scannable or Swift Scan. Start, you know, practice scanning and putting it into Evernote and just start moving forward. You know, when you get a piece of mail that you think you want to save, scan it and keep it into Evernote. Just start moving forward or exploring a little bit at a time. And then eventually you'll get more comfortable with the app. You'll get more comfortable with the scanning process. And then once you have that kind of workflow that we teach in our course, or you can get our free little session on it too. Once you get your workflow situated and you're used to scanning and putting things in, then you can go back and address little by little, or all in one weekend, depending on your personality, you can address your backlog of paperwork and what to keep and what you don't need anymore and things like that. So yeah, those would be the first little steps I would take.
That's such a powerful tip as well. And it's something that I've shared on, same with email, right? When people are like, okay, now I'm ready to start getting a process in place with email. Well, what do I do with the 21,000 in my inbox? And I always say, we'll deal with that later. Starting today, now that you have your new process established, as that stuff's coming in, we're going to handle it. So I think that was kind of the strategy that I took after watching your class. Now, granted, we're pretty good on the paper, but there is a box upstairs. I'm like, ooh, okay, I want to tackle that. I was like, if I wait to start till I'm ready to have the time to tackle that box, it's going to be 6 or 8 months, right? So I just said, well, hey, what if I just do that? We're starting this week. When I go through, I collect all my papers all week, then I process them on Friday. Well, what if this week on Friday, I scan them and put them into Evernote instead, you know, for the things that my husband and I need to share? You know, I'm still keeping my other systems in place that I've established that work for me, for work and all of that. But now I don't feel quite that pressure and that delay in getting started. And I think when I am ready to tackle the box upstairs, I'll be so much more comfortable with the scanning and the tagging and all of that, that it's going to be a lot easier because I'm only doing a couple at a time each week as I get comfortable with this. So I think that's a fantastic strategy for women to use moving forward. So great. And I am going to be...
You're not going to mess it up. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, Evernote is like very nimble. So like, it's very easy to like, if you start tagging one way and then you say, oh, I don't really like that. Like, it's super easy to just transfer them all over. It's super nimble and quick to move around and change things. Don't be scared that you're going to mess it up.
Yeah. You can't really do it wrong because if you put like, I did some tags. I'm like, I don't like those tags. I'm going to just put new tags in. Right. And nothing's broken. So I can keep kind of tweaking it as we're using it. I'm going to share in the show notes, guys, links to two different resources. Can you tell them what the difference is between the two to help kind of get started with this?
Sure. So we have a full course. If you're ready to jump all in on going paperless, it's called Paperless Made Simple. And so you can get the whole enchilada. But if you are just wanting to dip your toes in, we also give the first few lessons of that course for free. And those first few lessons are packed. They teach the workflow. So kind of what you'll want to know for the day to day, like how to get started. And they also teach how to set up your Evernote account the right way, so it's safe and secure. And, you know, you have all the settings correct that you need. So you can be kind of confident that you are starting the right way from day one. So she will link to the free version of that. And then also the full course, if you're ready to get started with going.
Perfect. And, you know, another reason, I'm glad you brought up the whole security setting. I mean, there's obviously, there's a lot of concern around, I don't want my information in the cloud. You know, I will say I always do my due diligence on that. I mean, Evernote is at the top of the list of very safe. Like I feel 100% comfortable. And my husband too, I've always shared is, you know, the let's get off the grid kind of a guy, even who's and is using it. Now I know listeners are probably going to wonder because they all know my love of Trello. Does this mean that I don't use Trello anymore? Absolutely not. I have my systems for Trello. Trello is not a searchable document storage system. So everything that I have shared with everyone on how I use Trello for, you know, managing my backlog, all of that continues to live there. Where I'm really leaning into Evernote is that shared important documents that my husband and I can both find with ease, that I, you know, don't need to stress out about saving the paper that I then need to bring to the doctor's office or whatever. So I'm just super excited to finally have a clear picture of where that fits in the portfolio of tools. And I will say, you don't know this, but you inspired me the other weekend with one of the emails that you sent. I have had a get the pantry reorganized on my backlog for a while. You guys definitely want to get on Abby's newsletter. And I don't know if it was through your stories, or I think it may have been in your email newsletter as well. Kind of the picture, quick little video of your pantry organization that looked so, I was like, this is it. It's finally happening. So that weekend, my daughter and I went out and we got our bins, and thanks to you, we have a brand new, much prettier looking pantry. So thank you for that.
Oh, that's so fun.
So where is the best place for everybody to connect with you, see everything that you have going on? Your organizing and just decorating tips, for those of you that are watching the video of this, you can see how beautiful her backdrop is. Where is the best place for everybody to kind of get caught up on everything you have going on?
Sure. So my home base on the web is justagirlandherblog.com. So you can find everything there. And then I'm also pretty active on Instagram, and my handle is Abby Organizes.
Yeah. And
so
definitely go follow Abby on Instagram. Your short videos, and I mean, they're in, they're out. Like I'm all about, give me something good that I can go do right away, really quick. And so I love following everything you have going on over there. Thank you a million times for taking your time out and sharing this. And I really would love everyone listening, let us know if you're going to tackle Evernote, if you feel like this is the final nudge that you need to get yourself paperless, because I think you'll be really, really pleased that you did.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.